Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you answer our prayers in ways that lead us to glorify your name, lead us to be faithful to you, lead us to keep our foundation in you, and lead us to know you, love you, and serve you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is a fascinating gospel. It's one of my favorite gospels, and this comes to us from Matthew, which is the gospel for this year anyway. Although during weekdays, we're going to hear from all four gospels throughout the entire liturgical year. And remember, the daily mass is on a two-year cycle. The weekly mass is the Sunday mass is on a three-year cycle. So these are the readings that we originally heard 2 years ago on December 1st. Well, first of all, this is where Jesus says from Matthew 7:21 that not everyone who says to him, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of the Father. You know, it's an interesting thing to reflect on before I get to the other part of the gospel. I personally believe a lot of people will say, and I talked about this in my homily 2 weeks ago, but a lot of people will say, hell is empty, heaven is full, that everyone goes to heaven. That is not Catholic teaching. It is the will of the Father that all go to heaven, but we also, there are things that we need to do, as the Lord says, to live our faith in a way that shows that we believe. Not to earn our way to heaven, but to show that we believe. That's what James said. But there are some other things there that we want to look at. And one of those is there are people that are supposedly trying to stand up for the faith who are some of the nastiest people on the planet. I mean, really, they're very nasty. They use detraction. They use, they're just nasty. And yet they say this in the name of making people good Catholics, and they're not. And, you know, I don't believe that they are doing the will of the Father, even though they can probably recite to me every aspect of whatever catechism they follow, and most of them follow the Baltimore Catechism. But and I really believe that that's a classic example, and that's what Jesus taught. When he was saying that, you know, only the ones who do the will of the Father, he was obliquely referencing the Pharisees, who were the same way. They were very nasty, and this is what you have to believe and everything else, and you better do it this way or else. And but they were nasty about it. And there is that understanding that there are people who think they're doing the will of the Father but are not. And we have to, this is a good time during Advent to look at that, see if that's what we're doing. If you're practicing detraction, as we were talking about earlier, as part of your winning your little battle for the faith, you are not doing the will of the Father. You are in sin. And if you are following people who practice detraction, as I told you from the Council of Trent on Monday, you are in sin. So it's kind of an interesting thing to keep in mind. What does that mean? Well, what is the will of the Father? Well, first of all, the will is that all are saved. So our job is to make sure that we live the faith in such a way that all are saved and to teach the faith. The other is that we love God and love neighbor. If we're being nasty to people, we're not loving God and loving neighbor. We need to know that. One of the fascinating things, I'll just tell that from my own thing. I drink the very, very strong coffee. And I've had this coffee for a few years, and I drink it, and I love it. It's great taste. It is literally strong coffee. Well, I happened to look up the other day and say, well, you know, I happened to be watching Chubby Emu, which is a YouTube channel, and they talked about some guy who mixed his caffeine. He thought he was taking some kind of supplement, and instead he was taking powdered caffeine. Didn't realize that. So he ended up taking 35,000 milligrams of caffeine, which can be fatal. Third. So when I saw this, I'm like, you know, maybe I should find out how much caffeine is in this. Well, turns out it's a very high level that it said it's dangerous. Well, okay. You just have to know what you're doing. Well, I like this coffee. I know it's very strong. That's the way I like it. I used to drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day. Now I drink 2, one of which is this brand, and then I drink another brand. And, you know, and it was funny because as I'm looking at that, I'm going, well, maybe I should. But one of the symptoms of having too much caffeine is you become irritable. And I said, you know, I've been really irritable lately. Maybe that's one of the reasons. So I cut down. I still drink it. I was drinking 2, and now I drink 1, and then I use another brand. I cut down on this coffee, but I don't drink so much, and it has made a difference. So I took action because we're called to love one another, and if I'm being nasty, that's not helping. And one of the reasons I may have been being nasty is I was drinking this very strong coffee that I love. Still drinking it, but drinking less of it. So just for the record, yes, that's what we're, so if we're not doing the will of the Father, we, and all we're doing is just fooling ourselves. We are called to do the will of the Father, but as Jesus says, not everyone who calls on him, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. These are important words for us to keep in mind. And that goes with maybe some people you are following on the internet. Trust me, they may be speaking out and supposedly calling themselves good Catholics, and they may not be if they're being nasty and detraction and everything else. They're not. And you shouldn't be listening to them because they're going to lead you down the wrong path. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're continuing to talk about today's reading, and the second part of the reading I love. This is the story about the two houses. Everyone who listens to Jesus' words and acts on them is like the man who built his house on rock, but the others built their house on sand. But I always say we can extrapolate a lot from that. I want you to think about that. If you built your house on rock, it's more expensive to build your house on rock than it is on sand, because obviously you have to dig through the rock and everything else. You have to, you know, drill through the rock and everything else. So it's more expensive. So naturally you will have a smaller house because it costs more to build a house on rock. And so the person who builds his house on sand has this really fancy mansion. It looks beautiful. It's got the water going under it and the whole bit. And everyone's, oh, this house is beautiful. And yeah, but, you know, so-and-so over there decided to build his house on rock. And ultimately, the one with the smaller house, the less ostentatious house, because he's building the safer house, is the one who builds his house that to stay, whereas the other one, the house gets lost. Well, that's one of the things, too, that is just a reminder of us, because there's an interesting point in that. Remember, at one time, both those houses coexisted. Well, it's the same thing that Jesus is saying very clearly there. You can live your life without me. You don't have to believe in me. You can live your life fine without believing me. But there will come a time when things go completely wrong and you'll have nothing. And that's the difference. The person who builds the house on rock and not the one who builds his house on sand. The one, granted, it's a smaller house, but it's a sturdier house, even though the other one may look indestructible. And it's that same thing. There are people that are going to laugh at us. They, you know, they attack us. They, you know, everything else. Just really trash us a lot as Catholics. And it's difficult for us, like the waves are coming against us. But in the long run, we keep in mind and that our house is built on the foundation who is Christ. And as he says, you don't have to believe in me at all, but there will come a time when everything goes wrong and you have nothing. And we've got that stability. We've got that rock. We've got that prayer life. We've got that inner life. We've got all of that. And as we seek to grow in Christ, we deepen that, like drilling deeper into the rock. Whereas those who turn around and say, I don't need this anymore. Don't need you. Well, I don't mean it anymore, but I don't need you. Don't need God. I'm going to build my life without any of this. There will come a time when everything goes wrong. You know, I've told you that poster that I absolutely hate, Justification for Higher Education, and it's the super mansion with five really fancy cars and everything else. And I've seen it in Catholic colleges. It doesn't belong there. Well, fine. When everything goes south, what do you have? You don't have any of that because that's where your faith was. But those of us who understand that a Catholic college doesn't belong there, and those of us who put our faith in Christ, know that when everything goes south, we still have Christ, and Christ is always with us and always guiding us. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.